Q3 of $19.2.1 billion, according to Nilu Puspa. Through meeting incentive convention and exhibition other MICE, the tourist foreign exchange target can be achieved. Nilu further explained that MICE does not always rely on the government through the state budget, but can also be organized by the private sector and the community. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, Agus Jamil, encourages the use of electric public transportation in everyday life. According to him, this effort is more effective in suppressing air pollution, which is a current concern. During an interview with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday, he stated that such effort would be likely more effective to reduce air pollution in big cities, including Jakarta.
The objective is to get the clean air, the climate, the less emission, the less emission. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, like, if we spend more on the EV for the public transportation, for the electric bus. This is Jakarta now. At the moment, we have around 300. Electric bus or the commuter line, like LRT, things like that, yeah. Which one goal, you can carry a lot of people, that reduce traffic and reduce the emission. Yeah. That will be need to consider more. Yeah, to have a public transportation based on the clean fuel, like electric.
Previously, the Minister of Investment and Downstream and Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Rosan Perkasa Ruslani, conveyed the government's discourse to encourage the development of the Pindad Maung tactical vehicle into an electric vehicle. According to him, this can accelerate the energy transition to renewable energy. On the other hand, PT Pindad already has one prototype, namely the Pindad Morino electric vehicle, which was introduced some time ago. Based on information on the official PT Pindad website, the Morino EV is a light four-wheeled electric vehicle to support operations with high mobility. A state-owned food company ensures food stability during the Islamic month of Ramadan. Rama Shidki Pratama has the details.
Kami senantiasa sebagai holding pangan BUMN untuk mensupport ya ketersediaan pangan ini dengan harga yang sesuai yang ditetapkan oleh pemerintah. Bahkan kemarin dengan Pak Kapolri juga ya intinya.
We as the state-owned food holding company always support food availability with prices that align with those set by the government. Even at yesterday's meeting with the National Police Chief, the main point was there should be no exceedance above the highest retail price. So the hope is that sellers can maintain this and not take advantage by raising prices. Despite its status as a commercial company, ID Food is assigned by the Indonesian government to maintain food availability and its price stability alongside other institutions, especially 10 food stocks, such as sugar, meat, and cooking oil. Sis Apik added that the company has involved the state-owned postal company, Post Indonesia, to ensure smooth food distribution. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian House of Representatives legislation body conducted a working visit to West Nusa Tenggara to absorb aspirations related to the revision of the law on the protection of Indonesian migrant workers. This visit aims to enrich the substance of the revision of law number 18 of 2017 and resolve various West Nusa Tenggara issues, from illegal migrant workers to legal protection and human rights. The chairman of the House legislation body, Bob Hassan, revealed West Nusa Tenggara is one of the largest migrant workers contributors in Indonesia.
lihat bahwa NPB ini kan termasuk pengerah tenaga kerja atau pekerja migran Indonesia yang cukup besar. Ya. Kalau nggak salah tadi ranking ranking 4 ya. Yang legal itu ada 50 ribu lebih.
See, that is one of the largest providers of Indonesian migrant workers. If I'm not mistaken, it was ranked 4th. There are more than 50,000 legal ones working abroad. However, it is not clearly recorded. Perhaps there are many more who are unofficial. It is very important that the drafting of our law this time must really have a novelty of renewal, where we must also improve human rights, even though they are illegal migrant workers. According to Bob Hassan, the House of Representatives legislation body is trying to collect empirical data as material for formulating the concept of an academic manuscript for the revision of the law. This revision of the law is expected to provide optimal protection for migrant workers from the departure process to their return, as well as improving the welfare and legal certainty for those working abroad. We continue with an Indonesian nutritionist, Wita Rizky Amelia, who suggested Muslims not eating much carbohydrate during their month-long Ramadan fast. In a VOI talk interview by RRI Voice of Indonesia on Friday, she advised Muslims to eat more proteins while taking the sahur, or pre-fasting meal before the dawn.
Before dawn, every people try to eat mostly were carbohydrates, right? Mm-hmm. But actually, what we need is not just carbohydrates. We need to have an endurance during the day, so we need mostly were proteins, okay? Because if you eat a lot of carbohydrates in sugar, you cannot have the endurance during the day.
Amelia added, a fasting person should also eat vegetables and avoid eating lots of sugar. According to her, eating too much sugar can accelerate dehydration during fasting. Amelia also advised people with congenital diseases to see the doctor before fasting to check up their health condition. The last news comes from Indonesian racer Sean Gelael made history at the FIA World Endurance Championship by becoming the first Indonesian racer to win pole position after recording the fastest time of 1 minute 54.239 seconds in the hyper pole session of the LMGT3 class at a Lusail International Circuit, Qatar, on Thursday local time. Driving the McLaren 720S LMGT3 Evo belonging to the United Auto Sports team, Sean ensured his team started from pole position in the Qatar 18-12 km race held on Friday. Sean, in a recent statement received in Jakarta on Friday, said, McLaren car seemed very suitable for the Lusail circuit, so his team could be fast. Sean's success was even more complete with United Autosport's dominance. His teammate Sebastian Bout, driving the number 59 car, took second place, giving the British team a front row lookout for the race. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, listeners, now is time for us to present you with commentary.
Podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various digital content, Today's commentary is on benefits of fasting for physical and mental health. Indonesia is a country with predominantly Muslim population. For Muslims all over the world, including in Indonesia, the fasting month of Ramadan in the Islamic calendar, which this year coincides with March in the Gregorian calendar, is a month full of grace and forgiveness. There are many wisdoms and benefits of fasting that can be obtained if you do it wholeheartedly, not just physical but also spiritual benefits. It is even said that fasting can increase a person's intelligence. Fasting can train faith, increase spiritual levels, and gain forgiveness from Allah, the Almighty God. Fasting regularly is thought to minimize the risk of heart disease, cholesterol, and hypertension compared to people who do not fast. This is because fasting can form a person's habit of maintaining a regular and healthier diet. Not only physically, fasting is also beneficial for mental health. It can help reduce stress-inducing hormones and stimulate endorphins, which are good for reducing anxiety. This is because the function of fasting improves the body metabolism. Fasting can also develop your intelligence. Research from the American College of Cardiology in New Orleans states that fasting can improve brain function by increasing the protein produced in the brain. This protein can help rejuvenate and regenerate brain stem cells. A Muslim who fasts wholeheartedly will feel close to God. This is what makes a person have an inner atmosphere that is calmer, can think clearly, and is far from excessive anger. Indeed, a fasting person is not only obliged to fast from dawn to dusk, but must also control emotions and do various good deeds. Researchers from the American College of Cardiology in New Orleans also stated, fasting with the intention of purifying the soul can overcome bad intentions such as violating norms within oneself. This means that fasting is actually highly recommended for physical and mental health, not only for Muslims who do it because of obligation, but for everyone regardless of religion and belief, considering its benefits. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that's commentary and today's news. People do nothing, a quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is the national hero of Indonesia and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader.
is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as compound products, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make es kempol peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. From rice flour which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of es kempol peret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia. VOR. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RSE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Top and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still tuning in on Voice of Indonesia, the English service of Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian culture, art, tradition, food, and many other interesting things from Indonesia that we present to you on Indonesian Wonder.
Dear listeners, today's editions of Indonesian Wonder will introduce you the Kaaba Hill from Bengkulu. Listeners, Kaaba Hill is included in the Nature Tourism Park, the largest flower conservation area in the world, namely the giant Rafflesia arnoldii flowers, and has an area of around 13,940 hectares and is at an altitude of more than 1,900 meters above sea level. This natural tourist area is located in Rejang Lebong Regency, Bengkulu province, and about 90 kilometers west of Bengkulu city. For visitors who want to visit this location, can reach it from Bengkulu City or Palembang City via Lahat Regency. Access to this natural tourist location is also quite easy. Surrounded by natural conditions that are still very beautiful, this location is one of the favorite tourist attractions for visitors, especially Bengkulu residents or beginners climbers. Visitors who come to this location will be presented with a natural view in the form of tropical rainforest, which is still very natural and gives the impression of calm, and the air is quite cool. To get to the top of this hill, there are two access points, namely via footpath, which can be only traversed on foot, or via paved road, which can be passed by both two-wheeled and four-wheeled vehicles. Footpaths can be chosen for visitors who want to get a natural atmosphere with hiking activities. Meanwhile, the paved path is intended for visitors who do not have enough stamina to hike on foot. When starting to climb Kaaba Hills, visitors will enjoy the panoramic view of the vegetable gardens of local residents. When entering the forest area, visitors will feel the cool air and the chirping of birds, which seem to welcome the visitors. The further go up, visitors will find that the tree vegetation becomes less and less. This indicates the journey is getting closer to the camping locations. This camping location is often used by visitors to enjoy views of the sunrise or sunset. From this location, visitors can continue the journey, which is divided into two more routes, namely the ascending and descending routes. visitors who want to enjoy views of the mountain crater from the top of the hill will choose the climbing routes. Meanwhile, those who want to see the crater up close will choose the descending route. For visitors who want to see the crater up close, it is recommended to wear a mask because the smell of the sulfur is very strong around the crater. In this tourist area, there are several facilities that were deliberately built by the management for the comfort of visitors. The management of this hill, or known as Bogdawis or Tourist Awareness Group, provides facilities such as transportations, accommodations, food, or catering facilities for climbers who choose to camp at the locations, guides, and much more. The entrance ticket price offered by the management is quite cheap. Visitors will only be charged an entrance fee of around 5,000 rupiah per person, and BUMDES or village-owned enterprise service of 6,500 Indonesian rupiahs. Meanwhile, vehicle parking costs range from 10,000 to 15,000 rupiahs. That was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. I'll see you again.
We'll be right back. Masih selagu disco yang buat aku bosan. Klub ini ramai tapi jiwa aku kosong. I need you by my side, the greater night gown. With a bright smile even when the lights down. Looks cool, kill, kini jiwaku terang. Dan hatiku tergoleh oleh pandangan yang tajam. Ku hampiri dia, kita bertukar info. Tak masuk majalah tapi kita dalam tempo. Musik disco ini disco karena dia bukan gadis. Ku lelaki bermulut pahit ambil gadis manis. Mata-mata melihatku seperti James Bond. And I went home, yeah I went home. Perjumpaan yang pendek tapi aku bilang so long. Perjumpaan yang pendek tapi aku bilang so long. I want you where I need you. I want you where I need you. I want you where I need you. I want you.
Indonesia.
Listener, the free nutritious meals program carried out by the Indonesian government has been running up to now. The implementation of the program also has its challenges. What are the challenges? Here is the answer of Professor of the Department of Community Nutrition, Faculty of Human Ecology, IPB University, Professor Dr. Hardinsyah MS.
The challenge, I think, first, how the manager of each of the food service unit, the SPPG, can continuously provide variety of quality and safety nutritious food based on the local availability of the food. Without depending on the local food availability, the program later on will be biased. That's why we need also the role of the local agriculture office, local fishery office, and animal husbandry office to produce more fruit locally. Yeah. So the benefit also is not only for the children and mother, the target beneficiaries, but the benefit also will gain by the local farmers, by the local traders, by the producers of the local food. And the second one, the challenge is how to maintain the safety of the kitchen, the facility in the SPPG or in the food service unit, including water and sanitation, to maintain the safety of the food provided to the target beneficiaries. We cannot imagine if something wrong, missing in the control of the food safety states, and then we'll have a big problem. So as long as we maintain the sanitation of the food service unit and also the people working there and all the process be safety, and then the challenge will be minimized on the food safety.
Well, listener, to get the details about the talks, watch on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about the Perusahaan Ekspedisi. The Perusahaan Ekspedisi, which means a shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. Rp1.300.000. Rp1.300.000, which means Rp1.300.000. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya, which means how much is the fee. Mengirim, which means to send. Conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase per sepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000, which means membership in this gym is Rp100.000 per month. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang, which means the movie ticket is Rp50.000 per person. For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, Most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation. Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Asia.
Viewer listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Penjaga Hati by Anggirian featuring New Normal Keroncong. The song, which was released in 2001, was popularized by an Indonesian noted male singer, Ari Lasso. The song composed by Piyu Padi tells about someone who really admires the love of his life. He will give up his whole to be the guardian of her heart. Well, listener, here is Anggirian featuring New Normal Keroncong with the song Penjaga Hati. Happy listening!
Tak pernah aku impikan betapa beratnya meruntuhkan hatimu. Lama sudah ku menunggu seutas harapan tulus cintamu. Tak pernah aku impikan betapa beratnya meruntuhkan hatimu. Lama sudah ku menunggu seutas harapan tulus cintamu. Takkan ku temui wanita sepertimu, takkan ku dapatkan rasa cinta ini.
Yeah.
that's a wrap today's English service from Voice of Indonesia. Make sure you send us your feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com. Or you can send a direct message, mention us on Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official, voi_official. We are also available on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130. +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma, along with the other crew today. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy welcoming the fasting month of Ramadan for all Muslims around the world. Keep tuning in on Indonesia Today and the English service of Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本系播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。你能每天通过短波频率33.25千赫和17.55千赫。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目。Voice of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界。
From Indonesia to the world。
Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界，听众朋友您好，我丽达，祝您身体健康。在今天一个小时的话语节目，我想为您报道一些印度尼西亚的信息，其中这一些相关印度尼西亚中东布拉波沃苏比安朵中省民选的地方首长都是分明的恐怖的部人。我们还会播放一些在印尼旅行的印尼独居，还有印度尼西亚的美丽，对您介绍印度尼西亚各个地区的读者，开始本集的节目，请收听新闻。接着朋友接下来请各位收听播报新闻。印尼中东布拉波沃苏比安朵众神民选的地方首长都施舍人民的恐怖和误人。2月28号，中东在中加瓦省马格朗金石学院的吴选辉文贤发表了上述讲话中转达了这一点。因苏安达拉东信社报道，布拉波沃中东在议会的几负责人面前解释说，这次无选会的目的是相互了解并建立地方首长之间的合作， Prabowo Chung Tung Shuo, Chu Si de Ge Di Fang Shou Zhang, Do You Bu Dong de Bei Jing, Di Chi, Di Fang Yi Yan, Si Shu, Bu Luo, Min Zhu He Zhong Jiao.然而，随着地方首长的选举和以色列无损会活动的进行，拉波沃强调，所有出席会议的，包括中东部长和地区首脑的国家官员，都是印尼民主大家庭的一部分。拉波沃中东认为，印尼民主的力量在于当遇到意见分歧和误解时，总是寻求协商的道路。因为卫生部长吴迪古纳里萨利坚强调，卫生时间应该成为一项普及社会各阶层的集体运动。2月26号，印尼卫生部长在雅加达举行相关免费健康检查活动的网络研讨会上发表了这一声明。卫生时间不能单打独斗，这必须是一起集体的努力，这不能只是一个计划，而必须是一项运动。我们只要利用印度尼西亚所有的社会资本来让我们的人民健康，这不仅仅是治疗病人，健康的人口将确保我们的平均收入达到1800万印尼盾。如果我们达到这目标，我们将成为一个发达国家。中东对黄金印度尼西亚的愿景也将实现。布迪古纳迪萨迪坚部长还强调了，目前通过免费健康检查计划在促进健康方面的作用。该计划旨在预防慢性病，并直接实现2015年黄金印度尼西亚的目标。旅游部的目标是2025年期间来访印尼的外国游客数量达到1460万至1600万人，而国内旅游人数目标为10.8亿人次。2025年2月27号，旅游部副部长尼鲁布斯巴在雅加达举行的印度尼西亚文化专一第一联合会2024年、2029年